This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. The Heidelberg Materials Cement Plant in Lawrence County has been chosen for major federal funding. The plant will receive $500 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to build a carbon capture and sequestration system, a significant step toward the company's carbon neutral goals. CEO Chris Ward.
With the investment we've recently made in the new plant, it cut our emissions intensity by over 30%. But this investment, this commitment by the federal government, along with matching funds from Heidelberg Materials, will allow us to get all the way to zero, okay? And that's a significant step that we can't do with conventional technology. With the most state-of-the-art modern technology plant, we still can't get to zero in a cement manufacturing plant without the use of carbon capture and storage or use.
The investment is part of $6 billion being awarded by the Biden administration for nearly three dozen projects in more than 20 states to help reduce carbon emissions from heavy industrial sectors like steel, aluminum, and concrete. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has completed the cleanup of hazardous materials from last April's massive fire at a warehouse in Richmond. The agency said on its website that the city will now work to complete cleanup of all non-hazardous materials from the site. West Lafayette-based insurance and risk management agency Henriot Group has acquired Harpino Insurance in a deal that is expected to broaden the reach of both organizations and expand services. Financial terms of the deal for Harpino, based in the Perry County town of Troy, were not disclosed, but a spokesperson said no jobs will be affected. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Whether it's a new hire or a noteworthy promotion, IIB's Big Wigs and New Gigs serves as a platform to promote your team. Our revamped offering includes being featured on both the newly redesigned newsletter and at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. Subscribers to the Business News subscription save $10 off every listing. Plus, you can save $100 by bundling your submission to IIB with the Indianapolis Business Journal or the Indiana Lawyer. More at InsideIndianaBusiness.com.
As Indiana's new technical education overhaul rolls out for high schoolers across the state, will work-based learning take hold as intended and transform how younger Hoosiers get job ready?
That's the question being asked by the Indiana Fiscal Policy Institute in a brief published last month, the first of several in a series analyzing youth talent development. The brief dives into House-enrolled Act 1002, a sweeping piece of GOP-backed legislation approved during the 2023 legislative session. Republican Representative Chuck Goodrich of Noblesville, who authored the proposal, touted it as a way to reinvent high school by increasing opportunities for apprenticeships, internships, and other work-based learning with a school choice funding mechanism. The first-of-its-kind model was seen as provocative by many who would prefer more investment in traditional career and technical education programming, that according to the brief. Even so, many proponents argued that it did not go far enough fast enough. The brief says, as Indiana, like many states, continues to battle a growing labor shortage, building a talent pipeline in high school is a strategy that many states are embracing. It adds, quote, "As of now, there is no proof that these talent pipeline programs work. But if Indiana wishes to fund this programming, more time, more funding, and more infrastructure must be in place to meet the needs of students, employers, and communities." This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana University Indianapolis didn't have to look far to find a new men's basketball coach for the former IUPUI Jaguars, choosing the head coach of the University of Indianapolis Greyhounds. Paul Corsaro, who led UIND to a 79-37 record in Division II athletics over the past four seasons, was announced today as the coach of the Division I Jaguars. IUPUI is in the process of splitting into separate campuses for Indiana University and Purdue University, formally taking effect on July 1st. The vast majority of the campus will be controlled by IU and be known as IU Indianapolis. It will absorb all IUPUI athletic programs, including the men's basketball team. Governor Eric Holcomb says after years of economic challenges, Northwest Indiana is poised for big things. In an extended interview with Inside Indiana Business and our partners at the IBJ, the governor said big projects like the South Shore Rail Line expansion and double tracking and an increase in population are among the reasons for his bullish attitude on the region.
So all of a sudden, what used to be double tracked up into Naperville and Wheaton is going across to Michigan City. first time in over a century that we've double tracked this thing. The Westlake Corridor expansion, I could go on and on and on, but the investments that we're making in partnership with their vision in Northwest Indiana is flat out exciting.
You can view the full 35-minute interview with the governor, where he also discusses the priorities his successor will face, at insideindianabusiness.com. Garmong Construction President Paul Okeson is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.